Blog Talk Radio.
Anymore. Be free, people. Be free. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
To the preacher.
And the pastor.
I'm Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Dorsey Manning.
And we are the preacher.
And the pastor.
Today we're talking about
knowledge and wisdom.
Do you have knowledge and wisdom? It's very important that we have the right knowledge and wisdom, because sometimes we have knowledge of the wrong information will cause us to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
That's right. Knowledge and wisdom both are very important, and you need to have them both.
So that's what we're talking about today on the Preaching the Pastor Show, and I'm just excited. Again, we just want to thank you all for tuning in today. If you're a new listener, we're excited to have you. Welcome, 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 welcome.
Yes, welcome. Welcome to the Preaching the Pastor Show.
Yes. So let's get started. Let's just dive right into knowledge and wisdom, what the Bible says about knowledge and wisdom. My husband has to give me a kiss when we get started. So I thank God. It is very important that we have knowledge and wisdom, and what the Bible says about knowledge and wisdom and the wisdom of God, and understanding how do we apply that to our daily life. So today, this show will help us to gain revelation and knowledge. God gives us the wisdom on what to do and how to do it when we don't know what to do. Amen. So we definitely just want to talk about, you know, knowledge. What does the Bible say about knowledge? So we know the word of knowledge. Knowledge is a spiritual gift. And if you look at 1 Corinthians, you all, 1 Corinthians 12 and 8. Let's go to Corinthians 12 and 8. What the Bible is saying to us about knowledge and wisdom and having the knowledge and the wisdom of God and how to apply that knowledge and wisdom to our daily life that we may live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. And that's very important. So that's why we wanted to have this show on today as we discuss knowledge and wisdom on the show. Again, that's 1 Corinthians 12 and 8. We're coming from chapter 12, verse 8. And I'll give you all a minute to get there and just say amen. 12 and 8, you know, 12 and 8. All right, so let me read. The Bible says.
Go ahead.
Did you say hold on? You're going to say amen. 12 and 8.
Okay,
12
amen.
And 8. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12 and 8, you all, for to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. So that's what we're talking about on today. How do we receive that? How do we apply that? It is given through the Spirit. So when you allow the Holy Spirit to operate and give you the knowledge and the wisdom, understand it. Even when the Bible was written, it was the Holy Spirit that led those that wrote the Bible. So it was Holy Spirit led and driven to be able to give the knowledge and understand the word so that we understand. We know that the word was from God and it's the true word of God. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Well, one thing that we can definitely count on. You can count on if you are saved and you are in, if you are saved and you believe in Christ Jesus, then the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. And because of the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you, it is an excellent spirit. So you have all knowledge of all things that you need to know about because you have the knowledge of God. You need to know that. You need to definitely know that. So there is no excuse of saying that, you know what, I just don't know. I just don't know. I just don't understand. Well, that's the reason why we have the Holy Spirit inside of us,
yeah.
Because that's what Jesus said. You know, I mean, that's what he told us, you know, that when we have the Comforter that will bring things to our remembrance. That's knowing what to do in any situation, in any circumstance, because, you know, you just might not know about, might not have enough information, you might not know about it. But when you have God, when you have Jesus Christ, when you have the Holy Spirit, when you have them operating inside of you, you know what to do because it'll come to you in a vision. It'll come to you by, you can hear the word of God, you can read the word of God. People, they may even be able to see you and be like, hey, you know, come here, you know, I got this word for you. That's why you have prophetess and prophets and evangelists, preachers and teachers. You know, you have all these different ways of being able to know what to do in every in every single situation. In every single situation, you know, the knowledge, wisdom and knowledge. And if we would look at just the whole Bible, the Bible in itself, the Bible itself is wisdom and knowledge for you to use. The whole Bible is for wisdom and knowledge for you to use. So just looking at it from that standpoint, I really can't say that, you know, I just don't know. I don't know enough. Because the Bible itself, you know, it's life. It is life that's already recorded for you to be able to live the right way. Amen.
Amen, amen. If you just can't tune into the preaching, the pastor's right, we're talking about knowledge and wisdom and the knowledge and wisdom of God that God gives us. So when you don't know something, you can ask God for knowledge and wisdom to be able to understand, to be able to apply to your daily life. Even Solomon, he didn't ask for money and things. He asked for wisdom. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, we turn to Ecclesiastes, I believe it's chapter 7, verse 12, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 7, the Bible says, for wisdom is a defense, as money is a defense, but the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to those who have it. So with Solomon, he asked not for the money and things, but he knew with wisdom he could overcome anything as with money. He also said that money answers all things. So if you have the wisdom to be able to, you know, be able to get the money and keep the money, and a lot of people use wisdom as their defense, as people use it, as people use money for that uh-huh. same defense. So that's what the Bible is telling us, for wisdom is a defense, as money is a defense. So actually try to give you more wisdom and understanding so you know how to operate, uh-huh. that you can be successful in this life by applying wisdom. You know, wisdom will take you a long way. It's one thing to have knowledge of something, but it's another to have wisdom to know how to use that you have knowledge of. If you take it over to Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6 through 7, you all, as we're talking about knowledge and wisdom. Now, the Bible says here in chapter 4 of Hosea, verse 6 through 7, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priests for me, because you have forgotten the law of your God. I also will forget your children. Understanding what the word of God is saying. See, here in the Bible, And let me keep going down, because I'm led to continue to read this. So the more they increase, the more they sin against me, I will change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people. They set their heart on their iniquity, and I shall be like people, like priests. So I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their deeds. So because of this, because of the lack of knowledge, this is why our people are perishing. This is what the scripture is saying. My people perish for the lack of knowledge. So here in the scripture, God accused the religious leaders of keeping the people from knowing him. So it destroyed the lack of knowledge. So they were supposed to be spiritual leaders, but they had become leaders in wrongdoing. So the people may have said to one another, it must be okay if the priest is doing it. So when we see the priests are doing it, the ones that's supposed to be the head in the church, the pastors, and we see that if they're doing it and it's okay, then we'll tend to follow that. Yes. And I always tell people, I said, if the head is disconnected from the spirit of God, then the body will fall. You know, the body, you know, it's like a chicken with its head cut off. Some churches are operating with it like a chicken with their head cut off. And we got to be very careful in the position as a priest, as a pastor that's leading the flock. So spiritual leadership is a heavy responsibility, whether you teach a church school class or whatever, hold a church office or lead a Bible study. Don't take your leadership responsibilities light. Be a leader who leads others to God. So we got to be careful, because it's starting right there in the church. And we are the church. I'm not talking about the building. I'm talking about you as being the church. What kind of church are you operating with? So the priests released here, the priests, they register people's sin. So every time a person brought a sin offering, the priest received a portion of it. So the more the people sinned, the more the priest received. So because they couldn't eat all of the offerings themselves, they sold some and gave some to their relatives. So the priest profited from the continuation of sin. So it gave them power and position in the community. So instead of trying to lead the people out of sin, they encouraged the sin to increase their profits. So that's why the Bible said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Amen?
Amen. I want to let y'all in on something. Me and my wife, we both have some peculiar types of minds. She might not want to tell y'all this, but I'm just going to tell y'all anyway. But we both have superior types of mind with the ability to be able to think. We like I have a thought, and that thought, it'll go far. You know, it'll just be going far and far and far. And sometimes she'll get frustrated, like, wait a minute, you went too far. And she do the same thing with me. And we'll just be having this, it's like a mind wit, a type of mind wit. So I don't know which one that is. I don't know if that falls in the category of knowledge. It falls in the category of wisdom, but I know
both.
When you use it,
the wisdom don't have to close your mind in the first time.
Oh man, you know, I have fun with it. She done turned it off. She done turned it off, so she don't want me to have those type of conversations with her, because you know they go far and man,
go too
she,
far.
Yeah, she
wisdom.
Say they go too far, but I don't believe they go too far, because I believe that, you know, when you are flowing, when it's something that's flowing out of you, and, you know, sometimes, you know, things will be flowing out of you. You don't even know that, you know, that you are prophesying. You'll be prophesying about things and don't even know that you even prophesy. You're just having a regular conversation. And believe it or not, everyone in the body of Christ have the ability to be able to do that. Now, am I right about that, Pastor?
Rick, come again. Let me hear what you said one more time.
Everybody that has the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of them. Everybody that has the Word of God that lives on the inside of them are able to prophesy about certain things.
Yeah,
certain
true.
Things can come out.
Yeah. Yeah,
certain things
true.
Can
that's
come
true.
Out because you're putting the wisdom and the knowledge of God inside of you. So sometimes, you know, you just would be in that you would be in that place where something is said, and you can start from the screw, and next thing you know, you've been able to build a whole house just from one screw. And then you ask, now do you got it? At least that's just for me. Maybe that's just for me. But what is the difference? What is the difference between wisdom and knowledge? That is the question. What the difference between wisdom and knowledge? Now, I've always been taught that wisdom and knowledge is the same thing. Now, according to if you look at Webster Dictionary or certain, they would say that wisdom is experience in knowledge. I think we read something like that. Experience in wisdom is the experience in knowledge of something that you have learned.
Right.
But you know, I had to really look at that. Okay, well, if that is true, then that means is, you know, if you don't have wisdom, we know what wisdom, we know who wisdom is. We know wisdom is the Spirit of God. Now, if you're not a believer, if you are not a believer, but, you know, you have learned things from people, you have learned things from things that you have read, you know, outside of the Bible, or you've learned just all different types of skills, do that mean that you have wisdom, or do that mean that you have knowledge of what you have
learned.
Yeah,
knowledge.
So that means that whoever had made that definition, they were just basing it off of what they thought. They didn't base it off of what the Word of God said. What the Word of God says, you know, because I know just by experience, there is a lot of things that I thought I knew. And I thought I knew it because this was the way that I was taught. I was taught to do it this way. I was taught to say it that way. I was taught to live this way. I was taught to live. But when I really started reading the Word of God, and I really started paying attention, I realized that the knowledge that I had from whatever was taught, totally wrong.
Mm.
It was totally wrong. So I cannot say that in that aspect, wisdom and knowledge is the same thing. I found out that knowledge, that wisdom, that when you have wisdom, that's knowing how to use the knowledge or the skills or the tasks that you have acquired, the information that you have got. So if I get the information, if I get the word, I've read the Word of God. Okay, I've read it. This scripture, I've read it. But that don't necessarily mean that, you know, I know what it is that I read. See, I have to pray. I have to ask God, you know, to give me the understanding of it. One of my favorite scriptures is Proverbs 3:5, when it says, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. What I mean, trust in God. Trust that every word that you read in the Word of God, you know, ask God, you know, for the understanding of it. Because you can read something and not even know what you're reading. Just like these instructions that's on the side of this box. I can read those instructions, but that don't necessarily mean that I understood what I read. I just read the instructions. Okay, the instructions said to do this, but I just read it. But if I don't know what I'm doing, if I don't know how to actually apply the instructions, then that means that, okay, well, you just have the knowledge of it, but you don't know how to use the knowledge. So we thank God for both. We thank God for wisdom,
God for
and we thank God for knowledge.
Yes.
We thank God for the understanding of how to know the difference between the two, knowing the difference between the two, and knowing that, you know, God shows you all things. The Holy Spirit shows you all things, shows you how to use the talents and the skills that you have acquired throughout the years where you've been born. Everybody has all different types of talents. I believe that prayer. This this is what I believe. I believe that prayer, being in position to where you pray all the time, I believe that's what the word was trying to tell us. You know, we should pray always, because when you're praying always, you are communicating. You're communicating with God, and you're always having that communication. So that means that you are being led. You're being led by the Holy Spirit. And if you're being led by the Holy Spirit, you're not going to make a mistake.
Yes. Let me come in for 1 second right there, if I may. You know, that you're saying that when people don't know what to do and you're lacking that knowledge, the Bible says in James, that's in chapter 1, verse 5, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God. Who gives to all liberally without reproach, and it will be given to him.
Yeah.
So what is the Bible saying? I'm not going to take too much of your time, but what is the Bible saying here? By wisdom, James is talking not only about knowledge, but about the ability to make wise decisions in difficult circumstances. So whenever we need wisdom, we can pray to God, and he will generously supply what we need. So we as Christians don't have to grope around in the dark and worry and how and this and that and hoping to stumble upon an answer. Somebody will call and give us an answer or stumble, you know, or something like that. So we can ask for God's wisdom to guide our choices. So wisdom means practical discernment. It begins with respect for God. It leads to right living and results in increased ability to tell right from wrong. So God is willing to give us this wisdom, but we will be unable to receive it if our goals are self-centered instead of God-centered. So we need to focus on that when we're asking and make sure it's not about, you know, self, all about self, but it is something pleasing for God and to help God's people. Amen? So we just need to make sure that we're reading God's word to understand and ask God to show us how to obey it. Then we will do what he tells us to do, and he will supply all our needs, including wisdom and having that understanding and knowledge. Amen. Amen. You can have it back. I just wanted to come in on that part.
No, that was a great point. That was a great point. That was a great point. When I left off at prayer, you know, everything that we read. Now, I have to admit this. You know, I was at a place to where I was not mature enough, and I did not know enough. And I'm talking about, you know, when I decided to give my life over to God. I wasn't mature enough, and I did not know enough, which means, okay, I gave my life over to Christ. I accepted Jesus Christ in my life, you know, as my Lord and Savior. But I still wanted to live the same way that I knew how to live.
Come on now,
we're talking about something now. All right, you decided, or I decided to be a part of God's body. I want to be, you know, in a part of the body, but I still want to do what I wanted to do, or I still want to act like I want to act and say the things like I want to say. And to be honest with it, I just did not know enough. I thought that was all that I had to do. Okay, now I gave my life over to Christ. All right, it's Sunday. You know, everybody done prayed for me. I done got a couple hugs here at church. I done put $2 or $3 in the collection plate and leave
Come
out
on,
and
man.
Just go right back to the same life I was living. I might go home and
Jesus.
Can I tell the truth?
I was drinking Coors Light beer,
so I just go home after church and I open me up a Coors Light beer and watching the football game. I'm not saying, you know, that. Wait a minute. I'm not saying that, you know, hey, Coors Light beer. No, what I am saying
you
is
put in your, you put in your time.
To,
basically, most people, they figure, I went to church. Let me go. Let me get this out the way. Let me go to church and get this out the way. Give God his time, and then I go have my time.
Yeah.
That's how a lot of people think. They go to church, you know, get the word, you know, get it right there, walk out the door, get in the car, and drop it before they can get down the street. Like you said, I got a bunch of hugs, prayed for me, and then I got in my car and did me. Because you took that time and said, I'm going to do God. This is God time. And then after that, but we got to understand that all time is God time. You know? But go ahead, Pastor.
Right.
I like your honesty.
I was very immature. I was very immature because the first thing I wanted to do, I wanted to put off of the responsibility that I had a job to do. I want to put off the responsibility.
Jesus.
Well, you know what? God know my heart. He seen that I came to church. He seen I was doing just very little to be able to get by so I can still live how I wanted to live.
Let me say this, Pastor, before you go any further. The Bible says, for those who are listening, the Bible says in Proverbs 1:7 that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So it's like when he's saying, you know, he thought you were doing enough, but when we fear the Lord, it's the beginning of our knowledge, and then we get knowledge and understanding. This is, it's not about me putting this little time. This time about me just going to the building, but taking what I've learned, what I've gained, the knowledge and the wisdom, to apply it to my daily life, every part of my life. Go ahead, Pastor. I'll come back to that. I just wanted to, if I may have, go ahead, Pastor.
So, you know, I'm just being honest, you know, I'm just being honest to myself, because I might say something, you know, that somebody might be not so confident in saying. The reason why I didn't continue to go to Bible study, and the reason why I didn't continue to go to church every Sunday, and I didn't write things down when I heard it, is because I just felt like I don't know what I'm doing, and one day I'll be in that place to where, you know what, then I'm going to get it. Let me just wait 2 or 3 months, 4 months, and then it just going to come to me. But no,
Jesus.
It don't really work like that. It don't really work like that.
Mm.
Being in the body of Christ, reading the word and studying the word, that's a learned behavior. You need to learn how to do these things. You need to learn how to pray. You need to learn how to read the word and study the word and ask God for guidance, you know, directions. You know, ask God, you know, for a word, even if it's just one word, if it's just stand or if it's just stop. Or if it's just read, a lot of times one word, you might get one word and you don't understand it, but, you know, but trust it. Just trust it, okay? Because God's going to lead you. God's going to lead you to that place where he needs for you to be. And I believe that place where you, when you get wisdom and knowledge, where they meet each other, is that place where you started trusting God. When you started trusting God, and I believe when you find out the will of God for your life, I believe you are running that race superbly. I believe that. I believe that what wisdom is for whoever it is, if it's for me or it's for anybody that's listening, the will of God for your life, when you discover that, I believe that you have gained an amount of wisdom that cannot be denied, that will put you in places. And you will be in all different type of things that's prosperous for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just in tuning into the preaching, the pastor show, we're talking about knowledge and wisdom. And we just want to thank God for this opportunity. And I want to go back to the scripture of Proverbs. Actually, let's start at 1 and 7. I'm going to go 1 through 7 and to 9. And just talking about this, because you get so many different revelations. And I think with some people, as they're studying the Bible, they're not having an understanding of what the word is saying to them and trying to understand how does that apply to me? You know, how do I apply this to my life? And, you know, I'm reading it, but I have no understanding of what I'm reading. And I definitely want to get back. I want to get into the word of God, but I don't want to just get into it just not knowing, just to be reading. And again, you can ask God to give you the understanding of the word and wisdom, and just wait for it. Just keep reading it and reading it. And it's good to get in Bible study with someone that knows the word of God, that can help you to teach you what the word is saying. And then you'll find yourself now when you go forward that you have a better understanding of what the word is saying. They have so many different versions of the Bible. You may have to change your Bible. They have the Message Bible. They have the NIV, the New Translation. We have the Life Application. Yeah. They have the Fire. It's so many different versions of the Bible so that you can understand, because it's not easy to understand. But once you can read it and understand God to give you the knowledge and wisdom to understand, what is the word saying to me, Lord? What are you saying to me? Because sometimes God will give you a scripture to go to, and it'll be just for you. and trying to understand, Lord, what are you trying to say to me? What does this mean? But I would suggest that you get with someone, get to a Bible study group or someone that knows the word of God, your pastor or whomever that can, together to pray with you. And, you know, to prayer is so important, and that opens up your knowledge and wisdom, understanding what God is saying as well. But let's go back to Proverbs 1, verse 7 through 9. So the Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So the fear of the Lord, that means worshiping God, not wanting to lose that relationship with God, the fear of being cut off. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So, and then verse 8 say, my son, hear the instructions of your father and do not forsake the law of your mother. Verse 9 says, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. So what is the Bible saying? So one of the most annoying type of people is the one that think they know it all. You can't tell them nothing. Don't be that one that thinks you know it all. Nobody can tell you anything. A person who has a dogmatic opinion about everything is close to anything new. So he resents discipline, or she resents discipline and refuses to learn. Don't be that person. Solomon calls this kind of person a fool. So don't be a know-it-all. Instead, be open to the advice of others, especially those who know you well and can give vulnerable insight and counseling. You know, we all need that. So don't shut that off. Don't cut that off. We all, even me, myself, my husband, and apostles and chief apostles, we all should be open to learning. When we stop learning and stop being open to being taught, then we start progressing. Then we start, then the saying comes in, the lack of knowledge. We begin to perish. We begin to perish because we have lack of knowledge. You're never supposed to stop learning. So learn how to learn from others. Remember, only God knows it all. Nobody here knows it all. We may know a lot, but nobody knows it all. So in this age of information, knowledge is plentiful, but wisdom is scarce. Knowledge is plentiful, but wisdom is scarce. So wisdom means far more than simply knowing a lot. It is a basic attitude that affects every aspect of life. So the foundation of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. So to honor and respect God, to live in awe of his power. I talk to my mom daily and my husband, and I'm always in awe. Like I told my mom, I say, I'm just taking time to slow down and really look at everything. You know, God's creation. Look at me, feel my skin, how I'm made. I have an out-of-body experience often because I'm in awe of the power of God and all that God has created. You know, even from the air that we breathe, you know, everything and just the function and what it takes for the body to function. So we should be in awe of his power, you know, respecting God on all levels and to obey his word. Faith in God should be the controlling principle for your understanding of the world, your attitude and your actions. Trust in God and he will make you truly wise. You know, you don't need you don't want to be wise of the worldly things, but you want to be wise of the godly things. And only God can give you that. Yes. And so that's very, very, very important for us, you all. But we seem like we have a caller that wants to come in on the conversation. So we'll take one call right quick. Is that okay, Pastor? Okay, let's see what we have here. Caller from last 4 digits of your number is 5664. You're on the Preach and the Pastor show. Hello?
How y'all doing?
We're doing great. Doing great. Welcome to the Preaching the Past show.
That was a good message that that the pastor preached, and just so happened to say a scripture that you love. I love also Proverbs 3:5-7. I love that also. My part is to lead that to my own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But it all leads to God himself. And he shall direct my path. That's my look right there. And it ties in also with the wisdom and the knowledge that you were talking about on today.
Amen.
My aspect is looking at it. I had texted her. My aspect that's looking at it is, in order to get the wisdom, you got to first read the word of God. You got to read
that's
it.
That's right.
And then you got to pray on it and ask God for the knowledge before you even begin to read it. Say, Lord Jesus, take me out of self and you step in. Help me to understand the things that I'm about to read.
Right. That's why it's important that you go to verse 7. Just one moment. What's important that you go to verse 7, and it says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So though we like the scripture, verse 5 and 6, but verse 7 is so important because it says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That's very, very important. Go ahead.
And that's true, because people take nowadays in this world is very evil. Nowadays people
Amen.
Take the word of God and they twist it to their lifestyle. They want to change it
Amen.
And make sure that it comes to their lifestyle. There's not churches anymore. That's that old sit down, sanctimonious, Holy Ghost, five field churches anymore. Nowadays the churches is turning towards the world. So everybody can fit in.
One thing we do not want to do, we do not want to be conformed. We don't want to be conformed to the philosophy of the world, but we want to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
And that's what the Word of God tells us. See,
what it is for us to do, and we need to know this, what it is for us to do is to get the Word of God. You know, get the Word of God. After you get the Word of God, that's by reading it. Then you hear it from preachers, pastors, prophets, teachers, preachers, old wise men, wise women, anybody that has the Word of God. You know, you get it from it, you hear it. And then not only do that, you be doers of the Word of God. That's trusting in it. That's applying what you have read, what you have heard, and applying
mm-hmm.
it to your life. See, now you're in that place to where you're using wisdom and knowledge together. And that's what we should do. And we should be transformed by the renewing of our mind each and every day. You should do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So thank you for, did you give us your name? We thank you for being on the show tonight. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for the knowledge that you have come in and gave your testimony about how you interpret Proverbs 3 and 5. Everyone will have a different revelation. The word would affect you in a way. Now, the word is the same. The word of God is the same from the beginning to now and to the end of the day. But what it would do for you and what it would do for me, the word of God, you know, is very intelligent. It's very intelligent. The word of God will meet you right where you are, where you need to be, to get you to that place where God is. And it was the same for me, just might do it in a different way.
Amen. Thank you again for calling in today. Stay with us as we continue to talk about knowledge and wisdom. We thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you so much. If you are just going to tune in to the preaching, the pastor show, we're talking about knowledge and the wisdom of God. And as my husband was speaking, I brought to mind the scripture in Proverbs. That's Proverbs 1:20-22. The Bible says, wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open square. She cries out in the chief concourses at the openings of the gates in the city. She speaks her words. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. So here, the picture of wisdom calling out aloud in the street is a personification, a literally device that to make wisdom come alive for us. For us as a people, wisdom is not a separate being. It is the mind of God revealed by reading about Jesus Christ's earthly ministry, so we can see wisdom in action. Now, in order to understand how to become wise, we can listen to wisdom calling and instructing us in the book, even in the book here in Proverbs. So read Proverbs and learn and ask God to open up your understanding. So when we're talking about here in Proverbs, look in chapter 14 as it breaks it down for you. For New Testament calls to wisdom, and we look at 2 Timothy 1:7 and James 1:5. Now make sure you don't reject God's offer of wisdom to you. That's very, very important. It's in verse 22, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. So here in the book of Proverbs, simple ones or fools do not have mental deficiencies, but have character deficiencies, such as rebellion and laziness or anger. Can't nobody tell you nothing. So the fool is not stupid. but he or she is unable to tell right from wrong or good from bad. So we have to be very, very careful, you know. And I'm so glad that we decided, and I feel blessed in this particular show and topic to be able to talk about knowledge and wisdom, because we all want that. Whether we want to admit it or not, we want to be able to have the knowledge and the wisdom to know how to apply all that we have learned, all that we have gathered, all the information. Mm-hmm. It's something like even like going to college and gaining all this knowledge and then not knowing how to apply, how to use it to be successful in it. The wisdom will allow you to be successful in all that you have learned. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I got a testimony. Do I have time to tell my testimony?
How long is your testimony, love? How long is your testimony? We got.
You know what? I think I might go back to the old Baptist days. No, I'm just joking.
Oh
around.
My God! No, don't go.
No, I'm just joking around. No, I have a testimony. Okay, for the last 30 days. Me and my wife, we made a commitment. We made a commitment that we were going to pray every single day for 30 days at 7 p.m. sharp. At 7 p.m. sharp, we made sure that we were going to pray, then we were going to have Bible study, and we would ask the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us to wherever He wants to lead us and guide us in the Word of God, and that's what we would study, and that's what we would read it, and, you know, we were writing, taking notes down. So tell you what happened to me. One thing that I did realize was every day, well, first I made a decision. I had a desire to do that, and I made a decision that, you know what, I'm going to stick to this. I'm going to make sure that I made a promise to God, and I'm going to stick to my promise. I said 30 days, 7 p.m., I set my clock, I set it, and every day at 7 p.m., I made sure that my mouth opened up and I was praying to God at 7 p.m., and I made sure that I got into the Word of God, made sure I read some scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, sometimes it was 5 or 6 scriptures, sometimes it'd be more than that. You know, it just depends on what it was. But what I did realize, you know, today is that 30th day, I realized that the more I got into the Word, and the more I would pray, the stronger I was getting, the more knowledge and the more understanding I was getting, and the more wisdom, you know, that God was just pouring into me, just pouring things to me. I feel like today is my graduation day. Now, I'm graduating from the first grade. Yeah. I feel like I graduated from the first grade. Now, I haven't made it there yet now. I'm not saying that that's all that I'm going to do. I'm not saying that God is through it, because God ain't through with me yet. It was just me making that. Yeah, it was me making that decision that, you know what, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you to lead me and to guide me in every single area that I need to know. I know you're going to show me all that I need to know. I don't know where you're going to take me. I don't know if you're going to take me to Genesis or you're going to take me to Habakkuk. I don't know, but wherever you take me, I know that's the place where you want for me to be. That's what you want for me to read. That's what you want for me to study. And right there in that place, I know that you are going to be there when I get there. You're going to be there before I get there. But you want me to meet you right there. So that's my testimony, y'all. And I believe that, you know, I've got some knowledge and I've got some wisdom being able to do that. I feel revived. I feel refreshed. I feel like, you know, that nothing can harm me, because in this 30 days, you know, I was protected. You know, that's one thing that I prayed for, you know, for God protection, to have his angel to protect you. You know, when you're doing something like you make a commitment, Satan is busy. Oh, no, you ain't supposed to be in the Word. You ain't supposed to be praying every single day at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do that. Satan is busy. It's all different kind of things to try to come up, to try to get you off of that path.
Mm-hmm.
When you're seeking knowledge and you're seeking wisdom, and you're opening up your mouth and you're giving thanks and you're asking the Holy Ghost to lead you. You're asking God to charge his angels while you're doing these things. Now, I believe right there in that place right there, through prayer and through reading, I really believe that, you know, that would build you. It's like build you to being the person that you need to be. Now, that's for us to do. All of us have to do that. All of us have to do that. The Word of God says to pray without ceasing. To pray without stopping. You should pray always. You should ask God for guidance. You should always do that. Because God wants to show you all things. Wisdom and knowledge, that's for you. That's for you. That's an inheritance. That's a promise for you. That's for you. Get in the Word
Amen.
Of God. Trust God. Even if it's one scripture per day or two scriptures, you know, trust God. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Yes, absolutely. Get into the Word of God, and God will open up your understanding, you know, so that you're not leaning to your own understanding and misconstruing the Word of God, and now you're trying to minister to somebody else with wrong information. So we don't want to operate in error. So we ask God to help us gain that understanding, have knowledge, and then wisdom to apply it. If you're just in tuning into the Preaching the Pastor Show, we got my knowledge and wisdom today on the show. Actually, this Wednesday, we start our first Bible study. We'll be giving out that information so you can conference in on Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll give you that. Remind me to give that number out before we close out the show today.
That's
right.
That's this month.
This month. It's June. Happy June.
Yeah,
you are. Happy June.
I'm excited. I'm excited about it.
Yes, my husband's birthday is this month. We're excited. He's growing. We ask God to continue to bless him with more knowledge and wisdom and understanding of the Word of God as he is, you know, pastoring and ministering and prophesying as a prophet that he's called into. So we're just grateful and thankful for all that God is doing. And as you were speaking, I want to go to Colossians 1, that's chapter 1, you all, verse 9, and I'll slow it down a little bit, Colossians 1, so you all can write it down, chapter 9, and I'll give you all a second there. Again, if you're just tuning into the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about knowledge and wisdom. How do you apply the knowledge? How do you gain wisdom so that you'll be able to be effective in your walk? You know, and be effective in your ministry, be effective in your life, and all that you're trying to do is very important. It's nothing like having the knowledge and not knowing what to do with it. So for Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 through 14, we'll read, the Bible says, for this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Verse 11 says, strengthen with all might according to his glorious power for all patience and long suffering with joy. Verse 12 says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of his inheritance of the saints in the light. Verse 13 says, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. And verse 14 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. What is the Bible saying to us in this verse? So Paul was exposing a heresy in the Colossian church that was similar to Gnosticism. I think I'm saying that right, Gnosticism. Anyway, I believe that I got the word right. For more, so what this is Gnosticists valued the accumulation of knowledge. So, but Paul pointed out that knowledge in itself is empty. So to be worth anything, it must lead to a changed life and a right living. So his prayer for the Colossians has two dimensions, that they may be filled with the knowledge of God's will through all wisdom and spiritual understanding, and that they would be fruitful in every good work and increasing in knowledge of God, which is so important for us that we have that we're increasing in the knowledge of God daily, especially as we are reading the Word of God, trying to get the knowledge and understanding. So knowledge is not merely to be accumulated. It should give us direction for living. So Paul wanted the Colossians to be wise, but he also wanted them to use this knowledge. So knowledge of God is not a secret that only a few can discover. It is open to everyone. To every one of us. So God wants us to learn more about him and also to put belief into practice by helping others. So you don't just get the word and get the understanding and don't share it with others. We're supposed to share it. That's ministering to others, what we've learned, what we've gained, so that they can go out, you know, and minister to someone else. So we're supposed to share the word. We're not supposed to keep it and keep it to ourselves. Some people don't want to share that. They don't want you to have the knowledge and understanding because they want you to only be able to come to them. They want everybody to come to them. Don't be that person. So sometimes we wonder how to pray for missionaries and people are out there. How do we pray for our leaders? we have never met. So Paul had never met the Colossians, but he faithfully prayed for them. His prayers teaches us how to pray for others, whether we know them or not. So we can request that that we understand God's will, gain wisdom and spiritual understanding, and please and honor God, bear good fruit, and also increase in the knowledge of God, be filled with God's strength, and have great patience, stay full of Christ's joy, and give thanks always. So as believers, we have these same basic needs. So when we don't know how to pray for someone, we have to just use Paul's prayer pattern for the Colossians as he prayed for them. So Paul lists five benefits here. God gives all believers through Christ. One, he said he made us qualified to share his inheritance. And then two, he delivered us from Satan's dominion of darkness and made us his children. And then he brought us into his eternal kingdom. And then he redeemed us. He brought our freedom from sin and judgment. Amen. And then he forgave our sins. Amen. And we just thank God for what we've received from Christ. Nobody could do it. We couldn't do it for ourselves. No other man could do it but Jesus. And he did that for us in the midst of our sins, in the midst while we were doing wrong. He came and he died for us. Amen. So the Colossians feared the unseen forces of darkness. When we look at verse 13, I'm going to give it back over to you, Pastor. We have about 10 more minutes left. The Colossians learned the unseen forces of darkness. But Paul says that the true believers have been transferred from darkness to light. I don't know about you, you are, but I've been in a place of darkness. And then when I came into the light, it's nothing like going from dark to light. There's no comparison. So here Paul says that true believers have been transferred from darkness to light, from slavery to freedom. Sometimes we're enslaved within ourselves, but when you come out of slavery, when you're free, there's nothing like it. You know, there's a different feeling from being enslaved and being free. And that's why we always open up the show with that song, Set Me Free. And you can ask my husband, I be totally act like I've been set free. So, and it also, amen, it frees us from guilt, you know, the guilt to forgiveness. We go from guilt to forgiveness. This is what Christ did. You know, this is what he does, from darkness to light, you know, from slavery to freedom, from guilt to forgiveness, and from the power of Satan to the power of God. Amen. And we have been rescued from a rebel kingdom to serve the rightful king. Our conduct should reflect our new allegiance. Amen. That is so important. Amen. Now that we have knowledge, and now we have the wisdom to know how to apply it, now we can start living the life that God intended for us to live and receive the peace. Receive the peace of Christ. Receive it. The peace that surpasses all understanding, the joy, the unspeakable joy, the healing. You know, receive all of that now that you have the knowledge. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for everyone that's online right now, everyone that's a part of the preaching and the pastor show now. You know, there's a lot of scripture, there's a lot of understanding, there's a lot of knowledge that's going forth right now. And I thank God for everyone's prayers. I thank God for everyone's wisdom and knowledge to put it all together.
Amen.
You know, we are one. We are one. It doesn't matter.
True.
It doesn't matter what denomination of or what level who you are. We are all one in the body of Christ. We are all one in God. And we should know that. We should know that. I should be proud when I meet a fellow believer. I should be proud to meet a fellow believer, because it's something that you have that I need.
Mm-hmm,
God knows
mm-hmm.
that. God knows that. That's the reason why our paths have crossed each other, and our paths have crossed each other for us to be able to meet each other and to be able to talk with each other, to fellowship with each other, and to talk about Christ, to talk about God, and to spread the gospel, not the gossip, to spread
the gospel.
That's what we are to do. That's what we are to do, to use the wisdom and use the knowledge that God has placed inside of each of us to be able to use it to all for the good of God. So I just want to say, I thank everyone. Thank everyone. If you're young, if you're old, it don't matter if you're young or you're old. I can learn from everybody. I'm just that person where I'm just going to be humble. I'm going to be in that place to where if you're 99 or if you're 9 years old, I know I can learn something. I know this very much for a fact, and I receive all wisdom and knowledge. I'm ready for it. I'm definitely ready for it.
Amen.
I'm ready for it. Amen. So I guess we are ready for food for thought, or was that food for thought? We're ready for food for thought?
we'll get food for in just a second here. Again, if you just ain't tuning into the Preach and the Pastor show, we're talking about knowledge and wisdom. It's been a really, really great show, and I'm just so grateful again to be able to have this show. It opens up. You know, it's always good to study the Word. Never stop. You know, I read the Bible front and back. Always you want to refresh yourself. You want to be open to, you know, there's different levels to learning God. God is not a one-level God. It's so much here, and the human mind cannot even begin to think, you know, how God can think, which our thoughts are not his thoughts. So, but it's just so much, and there's different levels that God wants to take you to. Don't be stagnant in one place. Be willing and open to learn and gain knowledge and wisdom. If you're just interested in, we're talking about the knowledge and wisdom. And so let me give you all that number for Bible study. It's going to be 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights. Is it Wednesday or Thursday, love? Is it Wednesday or Wednesday night?
I thought you said Thursday, but it can be Wednesday if necessary. Well, you already said Wednesday, so the shows are archived, but keep it right there.
Wednesdays at 7 p.m. And the number to call in for the conference Bible study is 978-990-5417. Again, the number is 978-990-5417. And the access code is 434-1580, number sign. Again, 434-1580, number sign. And so we'll mention it again on tomorrow's show. If you didn't get it, you know, you can give us a call at 346-719-3349, and then we can remind you. So just send us a text, and we'll remind you about Bible study. And we have Sunday service every Sunday at 2 p.m. here on Blog Talk and the Preach and the Pastor show. And it's definitely been a blessing. I'm going to give you over for food for thought with Pastor. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Food for thought for tonight. First of all, I want to say that I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be able to be on this show tonight. If any other night, I'm definitely blessed to be on this show.
Hallelujah.
I graduated from the first grade. Told y'all
you got steak and shrimp tonight?
Steak and shrimp all the way on to the second grade. You know? And I'm just glad that that God has chosen me to be used in this type of way. You know, I definitely appreciate it. Food for thought for tonight. I'll start with a question. What have you been thinking about for the last 60 days? Next question. How did you spend your time while you couldn't go out? And the last question or the questions are you free? Are you sick? Are you happy or sad? And the reason why I want to put these questions out is because, you know, the show is very relevant tonight. You know, whatever you give your time over to, whether it's one day, 2 days, 60 days, 30 days, a year, you know, that tends to come out. You know, that tends to show up. You know, while we've been in this stuck on the inside, you know, we've been, saying, you know, a lot a lot of hearts, a lot of minds, a lot of fear, a lot of doubt, a lot of that things, you know, this is the work of Satan because he's trying to get you in that place to where, you know, you think that you are trapped or you are condemned. But sometimes just because, you know, someone told you to stay on the inside, that's the time when you can get into the Word and you can still be free. You could be free almost like you can be anywhere that you need to be. You know, get in the Word of God. Get in the Word of God.
Yeah.
Spend your time wisely. Spend your time wisely and spend it in the Word of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just in tuning in to the Preach and the Pastor show, we just thank you all for tuning in tonight. I'm going to give you all this scripture before we go. And just standing on the Word of God. Father God, we just want to say thank you. The Bible says in Proverbs 1, verse 28 through 29, it says, "Then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord." Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, help us to hear your voice, oh God. Help us, Father God, to be obedient to your word, Father God. Lord, we want to hear from you, Lord God. We just want to say thank you, Father God, for keeping us, for saving us, oh God, for delivering us, for setting us free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we want to say thank you for pulling us out in the midst of the fire, Lord God. Lord, thank you for bringing us through, Lord God, when we thought we wouldn't go make it, Lord God, that you were with us, oh God, that you lift up a standard, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we love you, Father God. We come giving it all over to you on today, Father God. Lord, we want to hear your voice. The Bible said that the sheep knows your voice, oh God, so we are your sheep, and we know your voice, Father God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, let us hear from you, Father God, more knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word that we may apply to our daily life. Lord, open up our understanding. Only you can do it, Father God, and we come giving it all over to you, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. To everyone that's listening, God bless you. God bless you. May God keep you. We're back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on the Preacher and the Pastor Show. Remember, Wednesday nights is our prayer, is our Bible study. The conference Bible call, study. We gave you that number, Bible study, at 7 p.m. Wednesdays. Again, that number is 978-990-5417. Access code is 434-1580, number sign. Thank you all for tuning in to the Preaching and Pastor Show. God bless you. Have a blessed night. May you wake up tomorrow restored, refreshed, renewed with new creative ideas, divine ideas that will bless you in Jesus' name. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. God bless you. Thank you all for tuning in. Love you, love. God bless you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on, put your hands together.